It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. While the rest of us were talking about silly things like national politics, the stock market, I don't know, killer clown sightings, Elon Musk was thinking big. He was showing off his plans for a self-sustaining colony on Mars.
And if we can get the cost of moving to Mars to be roughly equivalent to a median house price in the U.S., which is around $200,000, then I think the probability of establishing a self-sustaining civilization is very high.
Musk spoke yesterday before the International Astronautical Congress in Guadalajara, Mexico. He laid out pretty detailed plans for what he called an interplanetary transport system that can take humans to Mars and eventually to other planets. For more on whether this journey is possible and when it might happen, here's Marcia Smith, editor of spacepolicyonline.com. Marcia, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So describe for me, if you can, briefly this plan that Elon Musk laid out for going to Mars. There were Venn diagrams, there were charts, some were intentionally fuzzy. What did you see?
Well, he is laying out literally a transportation architecture for sending lots and lots and lots of people to Mars, not just a few astronauts who are chosen by a government or even a company who are going to go, but he wants to send a million people to Mars over 40 to 100 years to set up a self-sustaining civilization there.
What's the reaction? What do you think? What was the reaction in the room? Are people thinking, this is insane, this is inevitable?
Well, I think it was a crowd that really wanted to hear something that was very visionary, and that's what it is. I was thinking of Arthur C. Clarke's 2001, A Space Odyssey, in terms of being very visionary about what the future of humanity could be. And that really is what Musk is talking about. He's not talking about a business that earns a profit, at least not in the near term. He's talking about a dream that he has, and he wants to get people excited about the possibility of humanity becoming a multi-planet species.
Now, if you had to guess, coming from the rest of the industry, the non-Elon Musk industry, what would your timeline for something like this look like?
Well, I think if you look at some of the more traditional plans, so NASA is talking about getting people in orbit, not landing on Mars, but in orbit around Mars in 2033. But how quickly you can go depends a lot on how much risk you're willing to take. So NASA is a government-funded program, so it has to be very careful about risk. And if Musk is doing this all with private money, maybe those people would be willing to take more risk and you could do something earlier. So the timelines are really dependent on the level of risk as well as the technology and the life support systems and everything else that you need to make certain that humans are still alive when they get there.
That's Marcia Smith, editor of spacepolicyonline.com. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Facebook will soon start harvesting data on users of WhatsApp, the messaging service it bought back in 2014 for $19 billion. And German regulators are not having it. Officials there have ordered Facebook to stop collecting WhatsApp data and delete any information, mainly names and phone numbers, that it's already collected. But as big tech companies keep buying other tech companies, what does that mean for the data you've already given up? For more, here's Dalia Jimenez, professor of consumer law at the University of Connecticut. Dalia, what were the German regulators worried about?
They have three main concerns. One is that the users, the WhatsApp users, when WhatsApp was bought by Facebook, were pretty explicitly told that what's happening now wouldn't happen.
Right.
And so this is a big change. The way that they've also structured this Facebook is that it's an opt-out. Current users have 30 days to opt out, and then their information will not be shared. New users have no choice. Their information mm-hmm. will be shared. And then it's also unclear what information is being shared. At the very least, it seems it's the WhatsApp user's name and phone number. But Facebook's being very coy about whether or not they're going to also link up with their databases your entire contacts' names and phone numbers.
Europe has stricter privacy and data controls than the U.S. Do you see any of these sorts of regulations, though, or at least concerns about Facebook and WhatsApp coming over here?
It is possible that Facebook will face some problems here in the U.S. for this change in WhatsApp's privacy policies. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, which is sort of a consumer watchdog worried about privacy, it has pointed out that in 2012, the Federal Trade Commission signed an agreement with Facebook. And that agreement requires Facebook to obtain consumers' express consent before sharing some kinds of information. So depending on how the FTC interprets the agreement, they might be very interested in WhatsApp and Facebook's new privacy policies.
So how about users who may not be fine or may not realize what could happen to their data down the line? Like, what should users be thinking when they give their data to any company?
Users, you know, don't share information that you really don't want others to know. But we've opened Pandora's box, I think, and there's very little any individual person can do. I think that's really just the sad part of all of this. And it's up to regulators to either prohibit certain data collection or more likely prohibit certain uses of data.
Dalia Jimenez is professor of consumer law at the University of Connecticut. Thanks so much, Dalia.
My pleasure.
And now the return of my occasional segment, Tech Intervention. Nissan this week unveiled some new self-driving tech that, trust me, does not need to exist. It is a fleet of self-driving chairs. The chairs, and I can't believe I'm saying this, are meant to move people along in a line. Each one senses the chair in front of it and they scoot you along so you don't have to stand while you're queued up for your cronut. The chairs are only going to be released in certain restaurants in Japan in December of this year. I think we can all agree that this is a microchip too far. There's video of the self-driving chairs on our website, marketplace.org. Marketplace Tech was produced today from the Reveal Studios at the Center for Investigative Reporting. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.